conference for MUP 19021. I'm Brian Bansal. The hearing examiner will be presiding. If I could ask the parties to introduce themselves, we'll start with the appellant. Please state your name for the record.
David Murray.
Brandon Gribben for the applicant and owner.
Andy McAndrews with Terrain.
Are you with Mr.
Gribben?
Okay, I just need the representative.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
David Lambert, SDCI Land Use Planner.
I have a few items that normally I go over in a pre-hearing conference, and we can touch on schedule for those for the pre-hearing motions, discovery, witness lists, exhibit lists, and hearing dates. I'm wondering, I have a sort of preliminary question for the parties, though. Something slipped through the cracks for us here in our case assignments. How much, or is this appeal and its subject matter related to, I know we've got two other appeals that you submitted, Mr. Mooring, what immediately related to maybe the same project, I can't really tell. They are numbered MUP 19019 and 020. I don't know if they're substantially related to this or not. It's just an initial question. Did we miss a consolidation opportunity or?
excuse me, three abutting lots. I believe there was a request by Mr. Mooring to ask if they would be consolidated, and Examiner Ehrlichman said they would not be consolidated.
Oh, okay.
And that would be our preference as well, just not to delay hearing of the first two matters.
Mm-hmm. So you've already got a schedule for that one. I saw that there were some has the preliminary motion already been ruled on?
No. So I believe – I just got back from vacation, but I believe a response was filed on Friday. And
right.
Our reply is due, I believe, next week.
Are there distinct issues in the case for this lot from the others or
– Minor, but
I would say no for the most part.
Just wondering why we wouldn't consolidate. What I may do is just set up a calendar with you because I want to make sure that you get your hearing in a timely manner. But it seems like we may have missed the opportunity to actually get this done faster for everybody if we've already got a calendar set and if there's not substantial new issues or something that would come up. Maybe I need to talk to Ms. Ehrlichman to see if.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd be amenable to that. Again,
I don't want to burden your calendar. Exactly. Yeah. Let me explore it a bit more. If we did consolidate, are there new witnesses that would be added for this case? Or?
No, it'd be the same subpoena, the same people, same witnesses.
Set to it.
I already did the discovery beyond the subpoena request.
Would there be a substantial new documents to be introduced?
There might be one additional witness as a civil engineer, but that's about
that
it.
Doesn't sound. How many days do you have set aside for those two?
4 days.
That sounds right.
You know when that is? I don't know where it is on the calendar by number, but I can find it.
August 12th through 15th.
The straw that broke the camel's back. So, and the likelihood of this getting the hearing sooner than that is nil. What about the motion? You're in reply. Would there be? Which party raised the motion?
And it was our motion.
Case? Okay,
yes.
So in the other case, would there? Do you know enough about this case to know if this was joined after the fact that you would raise new issues concerning the preliminary motion?
I mean, I think the appeals are largely the same. They might have deviated on a few issues, but, so there might be a small supplement to the motion, but...
it might be easier than having a new motion calendar for this item. I mean, I go through the gestures with you now, I assume you're going to tell me you're going to file a pre-hearing motion.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We're just going to set a calendar out for that. Okay. I don't know Ms. Ehrlichman's calendar. This sounds very likely that the best thing to do is just to join this for the sake of everyone, unless the party can tell me there's a reason that we shouldn't do that.
The only reason we did not want to do that is just if it delayed the hearing even further. But
right.
if we can get the motion decided on all three appeals
right.
before the hearing, add an extra day, that would be good for us.
Okay. Let's start with that as the assumption and the hope that we can achieve that. But because we're all here today, let's get calendars set for this matter, and we'll try to get this consolidated so that you can all not be delayed in all of them. Sorry, we missed, particularly if a party requested consolidation, I'm not sure why that.
Right.
Didn't happen.
I think it was just the notice came out, you know, 2 weeks later or something like that, and the timing was not clear. Right.
Okay. Looking to this matter then, how soon, if we keep this separate, how soon would the applicant anticipate filing the pre-hearing motion?
I could have that by July 17.
Checking the deadlines on the other witness and exhibit listed on the 29th. So, yes, that would work.
And a reply July 31st?
I'm in a deposition all day the 31st, and I know the hearing, I think, is supposed to, well, I have another land use hearing going to the 29th, so if I could have until August 1st, that would be.
Oh, can I ask something?
Mm-hmm.
I just realized on the prior case you're mentioning that the city and the applicant's witnesses are due on the 29th, but mine are due on the July 22nd, which would be the same day as the response to the motion.
The 26th is what we're looking at for your
response. Oh, okay, great, that works.
I was trying to give you a bit more than a week.
Okay, so perfect, thank you.
All right, so we've got a calendar for the pre-hearing motion. If we look to a hearing date, would August 19th work for the parties?
Yep.
I'm going to be out the 19th.
How long are you out?
Just out that Monday.
Looking to the next day, August 20th?
The 20th would work.
Yes, and I'll verify, but I believe so, yes.
And Mr. Landry?
Yes.
Okay. If we work with the 20th, then, as the hearing date, and work backwards, now recognizing that we have the hearing that early, there's going to be some overlap in the duties of the parties. If I have a reply brief on my desk on the 1st, witness and exhibit list was due 9th of August for the appellants, and then not quite the same schedule that we normally have, a week and then 2 weeks. We looked at maybe the 14th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I have dates now of a pre-hearing motion being due July 17th, response would be July 26th, the reply would be August 1st. The next in line for our witness and exhibit list and then exchange of exhibits by the appellants August 9th, and then the same duty for respondents on August 14th with a hearing for the August 20th. And is a day of hearing adequate for the amount of time? I don't know the number of witnesses you plan on calling. Again, we have to think of this in just a silo, as if this is the only
if
one.
If it's just a silo, probably a day would not do it.
Okay.
Because I am anticipating with the subpoenas, there's five people on the subpoenas, myself and two others. Mm-hmm. So plus maybe there might be some duplication with the city, city rep. So that's about 8 to 11 people.
All right. Anything else that we need to cover as a procedural matter to get ready for this hearing?
For the subpoena, then, I did e-file it. So in terms of a list of people I wanted to
subpoena. Motion for subpoena?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And that's already been filed for this matter?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
I guess just sort of, not for this hearing, but figuring out how we're going to discuss possibly consolidating this with the first two. I don't know if a conference call with examiner.
I'm going to have to defer that to Examiner Ehrlichman, how she wants to handle that. She may simply issue a directive to the parties and say they're consolidated. Here's a new schedule for supplemental briefing on the motion. And adding a day to the calendar in case you need it. Friday. Is there anything else you'd like me to take to bring to her attention, as long as I've got you here, that you think needs to be part of that consideration? Because essentially, if I can have the conversation with her without having another pre-hearing conference or something,
I think a conference call might be helpful, so I can just take a look and see what issues might not have been raised in the first two to give an idea of when I could, supplement the motion and then discuss the briefing schedule for that.
All right, I'll ask her to anticipate that as part of the conversation then.
I think, David, you objected to some of the people on my subpoena, so I'm not sure if you want to do the same thing.
We filed a motion to quash, is that the right word, for certain individuals.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That'll either, if they stay separate, you would have to refile for this case if you haven't filed that already. And otherwise, then with the consolidation, if they're the same witnesses, they'll just be treated the same. Right. There may be some cleanup work that Ms. Ehrlichman has to do to make sure that they're fully joined, but I'm hoping that we can accommodate that for everybody's schedule. All right. Anything else?
So just for the hearing dates, did you just add the 21st and the 22nd?
Yes. Okay. So I've got set aside for hearing dates August 20th through the 22nd.